Today's shir is sponsored by Elinishmas Herschel Ben Yaakov HaKoyen, who's your Tzedek today. That's Yeshua's, Shanigan's grandfather. So the topic today is Nedarim. So just before we go to the halacha part of it, just to contemplate, that we'll see as we go through the halacha, the power of Nedarim. It's this pronounced thing to think about the fact that a human being can create that with his own words. Right? It's not something which the Torah made something holy, the Torah made something prohibited. The human being has the power to do that, and it has all of the power of a neder. That being said, we see in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemaras, that it's something which is discouraged. You know, it's fire, so fire is very powerful. Well, the fire also, so just like we tell children not to play with fire, so when it comes to the Nedarim, even when we're adults, we're also told not to play with fire. It's fire. So let's just look over here at the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim in Yeradeya and Siman Reish Gimel. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Al Tehi Rogel Ben Nedarim. A person should not be accustomed to say Nedarim. Called Neder, a person makes a Neder Af Al Pi Shemekayma, even though he sticks with it. Nikra Rasha is considered a Rasha. Nikra Choyte. So that's nice. That's a good. The first sif. Mm-hmm. Okay. Second sif. Icher adam nidroi pinkasoy niftachas. Person makes some type of a netter and does not fulfill it right away. So in Shemayim, they open up his ledger, and they look through and see how well or not well he's doing it. So if you want to get called into court, this is the way to do it. Sif gimel hanardik kilo boyin abama b'shas hisra abamis. A person makes a neder as if he's building this altar outside of the base of Mikdash in the time when that was prohibited. And because the better thing would be to remove the neder. But then, a person makes a neder to give something to Hekdish, then it's the opposite, it's a mitzvah to do it. Okay. Person, even for tzedakah, you should not make a neder. It's better to give if you have money to give it, and if you don't have money, so then wait till you have money to give it. The idea of making a neder is not a good idea. If they're making an appeal, and he feels obligated to join in the appeal, so Yomer Bli Neder, he should say that he's doing it without a neder. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Be'ez Sora Mutar Lindur." But time is a person's in a difficult situation and he wants to have the power of a neder behind him, so that's permitted. And a person says that he's worried about Misha Nader in the Dorm, Kadei Lechonin, Dei Oysa Wasakin Masa, Bereza Zoraz and Mashubach. A person makes a neder because he's feeling he needs the power of a neder to force him to do something appropriately and overcome his difficulty. For example, a person who was a zoyle, person who was overeating too much, and just a gluttonous person. So he made a prohibition himself for meat for a year or two. A person who was alcoholic and he prohibited wine. So that's considered actually a mitzvah. It's considered a way to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Nedarim were created for these purposes. Okay, so. It gives you a little bit of respect for the concept of the Nedarim. Right? Even when it comes to tzedakah, it's much better that I think that one of the Gedolim came to America, and he's noticed he was in a shul and there was an appeal there, and the people announced, you know, they're giving money for tzedakah, and he came back to Europe with the following conferences in Europe. They would kiss the Sefer Torah with their mouth and they would give tzedakah with their hand. In America, they kiss the Sefer Torah with their hand and they give tzedakah with their mouth. So, a pithy thought right there to think about that one. Okay. So what exactly is a neder? Exactly how does a neder work? So there's really, the language of a neder is actually used in one of two ways. The classic, and both are found in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses what's the difference between a neder and a shul. So the Gemara says that a neder really is not I'm going to do something or not do something. That's a shul. A shul is on an action. I will do something or I won't do something. That's what a shul is about. A neder is when you're creating actually a status of making something prohibited. You're putting it on the item. And where do you get such a power? So the Gemara says that the same power that a human being has to be makdish something, make something hektish, the person has the power to make it into a neder. It's actually borrowed from the power of hektish. To the extent that the Gemara has an opinion, the same way a person will take something which is hektish and misappropriate it, so he goes through the process called me'ila, he has to bring a korban, etc. The Gemara says the same thing with tshuva. A person takes an item which has a neder on it. He made a neder, this is aser, and the person will then take it and benefit from it. He would have to bring a korban me'ila. It's a full-fledged concept of hektish. So putting something on hektish, which goes to the Beis HaMikdash, that's an appropriate thing. Doing it outside of the confines of the Beis HaMikdash is something which we're discouraged to do, unless there's a real need to do that. There is another type of neder, which is when you're committing to do an action for mitzvah purposes. That's called nidrei mitzvah. And it's the Gemara has interesting language. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to do that type of neder. Like it says, nishbati v'kayemo lishbor mitzvah tzikecha. I made a shvua, and I fulfilled it to keep the mitzvahs. Pasuk in Tillim and Kapitel Kuf Yates. So the more over there is, apparently in that type of area, we're using the word neder and shvua interchangeably. Therefore, when a person says, I'm going to do something in regards to mitzvah, so he says bli neder or something of that sort. Really, theoretically, really the correct phrase should have been bli neder, bli shvua, but we understand that's what he means. Okay. There is another area of Nadorim, which is, the Chum came along and said that when it comes to mitzvahs, same way there's a possibility to make a neder by committing to do something or not committing to do something, what about by your actions? So normally the rule is that a neder has to be verbalized. If a person thinks a neder is not effective at all, a person wants to make something actually hektish to the Beis HaMikdash, even just the thought is sufficient to make it hektish. But when it comes to the Nedarim of the sort of making something prohibited to himself on an individual level, not belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, so for that purpose, it has to be verbalized. What about if you verbalize it, as it were, through action? So a person decided he's going to undertake now to do something, some type of mitzvah, something which is not required in halacha, but he wants to undertake to do it. So, and he has intent to do that, and he does it one time. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim gave that a power of a neder. And now it has a status of a neder just by the fact that he did it one time with intent to continue. Or alternatively, even if he had no intent to continue, he did it three times without thinking, without saying bli neder, so then he's also obligated, mitir rabbanan, to continue to do that. And that's what that's the idea. We talk about, you know, a person does something three times, he has to keep doing it. It only is only applicable to something which it has some type of mitzvah status to it. Therefore, consider a double toiv what he's doing. I pointed out the one individual who undertake every time he washes his hands and he fills up the cup afterwards for the next person. So if you do that three times, you're now obligated from now on the rest of your life to do that. I'm serious. Unless you speak up, we netter. When you're doing it, you're doing it bli-neder, because it's a chesed, you're undertaking to do a chesed. Right, a person gets up three times, three mornings in a row, he puts stucco in the pushka before davening. It's brought down the halacha, he's supposed to give stucco before davening. He said he gave me stucco before davening, he's now obligated to give stucco every single morning before davening, because he did it three times without saying bli-neder.
If he has in mind that he's not doing it as a neder, he doesn't verbalize it.
Yeah, that's also sufficient, right? It's also sufficient. As long as he's thought about it and he has that in mind. Or so now,
every
so
single time?
No, the first time he does it.
Oh. Right. What if? Okay.
Now, if a person did not do that, so what a person could do is hataras nadorim. So what's hataras nadorim? You're saying So there's two parts of hataras nadorim. There's two types of hataras nadorim. What we do erev Rosh Hashanah is a very perfunctory type of hataras, but the true bona fide hataras nadorim is a person comes along and says. And the Gemara explains, the Ran in Seth Yeshua explains that since this is such a powerful idea that a human being can create a status of obligation or iser on an item, it has to be that the whole being is put into the the decision. So if the decision is lacking, the person's full decision, full, so it's not considered valid. So a person comes along and says, you know, I made this, but I didn't really think about the possibility X or Y. So that's what's referred to in Allah as a Pesach. Had I realized that this is going to be the result, and I would not have done it. So it means the power of human being is based on his ability to think something through, etc. It's lacking in what is referred to Ha'adam Bishvua, that the whole man is there in the Shvua. Part of it's not there because his mind hasn't really thought this through totally. So he realizes afterwards that he had not thought this through totally, and now had he been aware of this result, he would not have undertaken it. That's called a Pesach. A Pesach is a valid way to be matzer, a Shua, or an Eder. The person would go to the three Dayanim and would explain to at least one of them what he did and what the Pesach is, and the person who's knowledgeable would say, yes, that's a valid Pesach. An extraordinary circumstance which a person would not have expected, even if he thought it through, is not a valid Pesach. That's called Impeschim Menarla. It has to be something which is normal to expect. But if there's a normal thought process, if he realized, he thought about it, that if he undertakes X, this is going to be the result, and he didn't stop to think about it, it's lacking. And so the Bezim will then say, Mutulach, 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 and he's absolved retroactively of the Neder or of the Shua. The other option is what's called Charata. Charata is the person has no specific, there wasn't a scenario which has come up which has said, oh, this is the result of that. He just regrets the fact that he undertook this whole thing. So that's called Charata. The Mor actually has a question whether you can make a, you can be matter another through Charata alone. There's an opinion, the Mor says you cannot be matter another based on Charata alone. It's only if there's a specific lack, there's something wrong intrinsically with the Neder because it didn't really address all the scenarios, or he hadn't addressed all the scenarios it's going to apply to, and had he done so, he would not have done it. But it was just, he now regrets the fact that he ever did the whole thing. There's one opinion that said that's not good enough. We paskin is good enough. We actually paskin that you should make a Pesach out of your Charata. Because that's also a scenario which is going to occur, that people sometimes forget things. Had I realized when I undertook X that I would have had regretted it, I never would have undertook X because that's a possibility which might occur. Had I thought about that possibility, I wouldn't have done it. So that's what we do. The law is that to be a person who's a member of a Bezdin, to not be Matur Neder, you have to understand the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. Otherwise, you're not a valid Dayan. However, that which we do in Hatar Sodom Erev Rosh Hashanah, which seems to be like we're just being based to take anybody, that's because those the Dorm which we're referring to over there, it's very strange. He says, you know, the rule is when you present the Neder, you have to explain what it is, but I can't say too many things, I'm not going to explain them. So I'm like, well, one second. You just said you must do this, but I'm not going to do it. So like, make up your mind. If you must do it, you didn't do it, so it's a waste of time. So the answer is no. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that this is all for the Neder Mirabanan of the net. By doing something three times, it becomes obligatory upon the person. That's what we refer to. That's a Neder Mirabanan. For that, this perfunctory act, the act is sufficient. But for bona fide Dorim, so a person would say, you know, by the way, after I finish, by the way, I have a real Neder that I made, I want to be matur, you better make sure that your three Dayanim know what they're doing. But for the perfunctory Hatoros Dorim is for this issue of making a Neder through your actions.
That's
sufficient.
From Rosh Hashanah, when we
Right, when you make the Hatoros Dorim of Rosh Hashanah, that's what you're doing.
How does that work when we say we want to be matur neder for any neder that we will come to make in the future?
Okay, so that's for the that's a mysterious medor, which is really it's not a hataras nedarim concept.
Why would we to do one for the rest of our life today and never have to do it again?
The problem is that there's a machlokes b'sharim how, but a person makes a mysterious medor at the end. Hataras nedarim standard is so you. The person gets up and says this long formula of how he wants to mount it. By the way, you should know what it means. If you don't, it's not good. I mean, I'm saying it's not good or bad. It doesn't work. right? It's not effective. The Yonim then say that's permitted, and they have this whole formula. They say, Hakom Mutulach, etc. And then the person makes this announcement that from now on, any Zoram which he makes, he means them to be null. So as Makhlok is showing him, whether it works, some Rishonim said it only works if a person forgot that he made this declaration. Some Rishonim say that it only works if you remember the declaration, you're thinking about it as you were saying it, and saying, you know, I don't really mean this to be real. Like I said, you know, 3 months ago. So according to one opinion, it only works when you don't remember it. According to one opinion, it only works when you remember it. So the problem is, of course, that means like you're going to always have somebody who says you're not, it doesn't work. That's why we don't rely on it forever. We just try and do as best as we can, and then in the coming year, we say, you know what, just in case it didn't work, let's retroactively annul everything which was there before. That's why we do that. So, yeah.
So, Rebbe, could a person, you know, get up in the morning and say, anything I do today, that's a mitzvah. I'm having in mind that I'm not thinking about the neighbor. And just have that on their dot. Would that work? Or do they have that specific dot as they do the act?
So that would be part of this machloikus. If the person, when he does it, remembers the fact that he made that declaration in the morning, so he's relying on that declaration, right? So that's he's relying on it. But if he doesn't remember it, so the fact that he made that announcement in the morning that would not necessarily be effective, according to one opinion.
And does saying I will do X, Y, Z, is that
now saying I will do X, Y, Z? So okay.
I will do this. And you don't save me.
If a person says, I will do X, Y, and Z, so if that action is not a mitzvah action, I'm going to the store now. It's not a mitzvah one way or the other. So it's not a neder. If a person says, I'm going to turn up the neder, that's really a waste of the neder because it wouldn't be a neder anyway. Right? If a person will repeat it and say, I'm going to the store now, he might make it a status of a shua, or neder, you know, neder slash shua, even though it's not a mitzvah. So if a person repeats something, that's an issue. The person says a double lashon, the more it gets a din of a shua.
Even if it's not a mitzvah.
Okay. Even if it's not a mitzvah. What? You know?
Okay.
So,
what about you?
Let me finish this thought. Now, then, there's another issue. Let's say a person declares he's going to do a mitzvah. What he's saying, I'm going to go to Maariv now. You know, so then he doesn't go to Maariv. So now you have a problem because he declared himself to be committing to do a mitzvah. So that would be considered a problem. That's when they're mocked with the Sebli Neder. You're dealing with something which would be a mitzvah situation. A person should try and Sebli Neder.
Why wouldn't we just assume that unless someone intended it to be a Neder, it was Sebli Neder? Why is the burden the other way?
Well, we see from the Chacham, the Chacham made this Tekana Drabana, and they said that their Tekana was that once a person starts doing something, we're going to obligate him to do it. And so they put the burden, because we're dealing with things which are very serious, the commitment is very serious. So,
but even if there was no intention of making a permanent commitment, just because you did something 3 years in a row or three times?
You got it. Yeah. It's powerful.
How do we define what's something that's a mitzvah? In other words, somebody calls a friend to say, hey, I'm going to mitzvah, would you like to come along with me? He does that 3 times in a row. Does that fall into it?
Maybe. I don't know. That would be considered. That's the only way you're getting the guy to mincha. That's a chesed that you're doing to help a person go to mincha. So.
That was my question. Where does chesed fall in?
Chesed is a form of a mitzvah.
So someone says, I'm going to send you an email, you know, about the shidduch or whatever. You should say bli neder?
Yeah.
And what about the fact?
So that's what the children are saying. You know, just do it. Don't talk about it so much.
Uh-huh. if you say I'm going to go to mincha, though, don't you have the issue that you can't make a neder on something that's already a chiyuv? Or isn't there also that? Isn't that also?
Well, the general concept of making nidrei zruzin for purpose of mitzvahs, nidrei, you know, neder for mitzvah, I mean, is always a question. Like, of course, that's why we use the language of neder on it, because the language of shua can't be chal on dvar mitzvah, neder could. So this neder, even though it's on an action, we refer to it as a neder, not to a shua, because we see that a person can undertake to be mechayev himself through a concept of neder to do a mitzvah. I just will leave you with one thought, because it's getting late, but it's quite late, but we don't bring it anyway yet.
We don't know until 1:50.
Oh, okay. So then I have. Then I can.
Another 8 minutes.
So you have to bench. Time for benching. So Rabbi Yeruchim says a fascinating thing. He says, "Parshas Chayesorah." So we have over there that Ephron made this beautiful speech about what he's going to do, and at the end of the day, he did nothing. You know, I'm going to give it for free. Okay, you know. I once did a calculation of the value of those the coins that he used in modern terms. It was like $25 million or something of that sort. equivalent the value of what he took from Avarino for the Morris and Mepela. Okay, so that's like you're from free till that is like quite a. So what happens? So Chazal say that you know the tzaddikim say little and they do much, and the Rishoyim say much and they don't even do a little. So he said it's not just coincidence. He says a person gets you know a moment of inspiration. He gets inspired and he wants to do something. So there's energy there. You talk about it, you dissipate the energy in the talking. And when it comes to do it, you don't have the energy anymore. Right? Where if you stop, don't talk about it, just do it. So you're not dissipating your energy. You're using energy to get the action done. So that's the tzaddikim, because they say little, that's why they have the ability to do much. Rabbi Yerucham says, and the Rishoyim, because they say they talk too much. The final result is they have no energy left for doing. That all the excitement and the inspiration is all spent out and worked out. You know, through the yeah, we're going to do this, it's going to be great. Da, 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 da. Then you get down to the guy doesn't do it. So I think that's part of the message over here is we're much happier with the person giving staka than talking about giving staka. Because the one exception which the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down, I think if I call correctly, I have to remember who said it, Sefer Chassidim says it, if by saying it you'll inspire other people to do it, so then it's appropriate to do so. Yeah.
Rabbi, in terms of donating, you know, agreeing to donate or to do a neder, and that, if it's not time bound, is there a sort of idea of Baal De'Acher? In other words, you should do it within a certain time
yes.
period. So how does that work? Is that go the same principle of it has to go through the Frida Gali and Kassidra?
Yes, there is the rules of Baal De'Acher, but okay. You shouldn't push off. There's a mitzvah say to do it right away. For example, it's about tzedakah. So tzedakah is if a person makes an error to give tzedakah and there are neem available right now, he has a mitzvah to give immediately because now is the zman. The karbonis is, you know, we say going to Beis HaMikdash, so it's not the zman immediately because, you know, so the first time, the first regal which comes, you have your say to do it. Over here, the neem are here. So the mitzvah say is immediately. The person says it and doesn't follow through with that, what he said to do, he would do a bitl mitzvah say immediately. The Baal De'Acher is when you're over the lav is, you know, that's more questionable. But
does it have to be free or Pesach?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
So does this create a problem for like people who change the amount they're donating to institutions, or they move and they're no longer giving to the shul that they used to go to?
A person changes the amount because he can't afford, so
no,
we said that
besides would, other things are a higher priority for that year for his tzedakah.
So if he made a verbal commitment, he would have a problem. If he didn't make a verbal commitment, so we go back to this idea of Hataras and Dorim that he probably, you know, over the year, at the end of the year, he made this Hataras and Dorim, so even something which he not mean for mitzvah purposes, so he, which got a status of a mitzvah, he removes it through Hataras and Dorim.
Perfunctory one, because it's
the perfunctory, because it's Rabbanan, right?
But I don't know of anyone who, when they give $100 to someone, they say, and I'm intending to give it to you every year, even if they've done it 3 or 4 years in a row, from a tzedakah point of view. People vary it.
Like there's
assume.
A default intent not to do it. Is
that? It could be. I don't think most people, their minds blank at that point. So. They're not really thinking about what's going to be in the future, whether they're going to do it again or not.
The problem with the places they do tashlumin, they take off your credit card or whatever once a month, a certain amount.
I mean, it's not a problem. The best thing to do is always, you know, is always to just say that, you know, whatever you're doing a clean editor.
What about thinking about giving tzedakah?
So thinking about tzedakah, the Gemara brings us a suffix. The Pashas we pass on that you're not chayiv. Let me say that correctly. If a person, his mind is having, you know, this thought process back and forth, and he's just contemplating, that's not binding. If a person comes to a final decision that he will do it, even though he has not verbalized it, it's by tzedakah, he has to do it. Once he makes a decision to do it. But again, that's only because, you know, they think, yeah, but I should give them, you know, that's not a decision. That's, you know, that's the mind is still thinking about it. But a person, you know what, I'm going to do this. And he thinks to himself, yeah, I'm going to do this. So that's already binding. You should.
That's an exception by tzedakah?
Tzedakah is like hektish, and that
thinking about hektish. But other mitzvahs, like thinking about doing a chetzin, not so much.
I don't think so, no. Okay.